We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to your home for sports in the morning. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH.
So, by the way, it will be kind of fun to watch Michael Kopech today.
He's starting one of those games?
Yep.
Mr. 105 miles an hour?
He's starting against, yeah. Well, it's off to a pretty good start. Lynn and Rodon are both on the IL right now.
Lynn just pitched yesterday, I thought.
Did he?
I thought so. But in either case, if he's not, he's going to miss the Royals, thankfully. But I think Rodon may be on the shelf. Guy who came off it, our adopted guy, Sports Daily's very own Corbin Burnes, got off the COVID list and set the record for strikeouts without a walk to start the season. He got to 58 strikeouts before he issued his first walk in the fifth inning of a loss to St. Louis. 2-0, by the way. To your point about hard luck loser Corbin Burnes. He needed 3 strikeouts to pass the previous record of 51 strikeouts without a walk to start the season, held by Dodgers reliever Kenley Jansen, set in 2017. Burnes struck out Dylan Carlson in the first inning, and Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader in the second to set the record. He got to 9 for the game through the fourth inning to set another major league record, strikeouts without a walk at any point in the season.
Yeah.
But Cole is right there right now. So Burnes got to 58. He passed Greg Maddux, who got to 53 strikeouts without a walk at any point in the season. And Garrett Cole and Curt Schilling at 56. Cole's streak is active. Got to believe he's going to strike out 3 before he walks 1 in his next start, but who knows?
Oh, he might do it in the first inning.
Right. Burnes' streak ended in the fifth inning when he walked Tommy Edman. Cole will have a chance to break Burnes' record for most strikeouts without a walk at any point in the season in his next start, as I just said. For his part, Burnes said, "It's a walk. It happens. To not walk a guy this far into the season is not something I dreamed of."
Huh.
Well, we're living through you, Burnesy. And it was just unfortunate that he was pitching against Jack Flaherty, who is now, as we speculated, 7-0. Burnes did test positive for COVID-19, as it turned out. That's why he was on the list. It wasn't out of an abundance of caution or contact tracing. Apparently, he tested positive. And he was asymptomatic, said he kept in shape, throwing outside his apartment complex and using cardio equipment.
Okay.
Did you catch
Didn't seem to affect him too much.
No, it didn't. He was out for a little while, but no. The after effects, not there. Apparently, throwing a tennis ball against the door worked out. Or whatever he did. You ever used to do that?
Maybe a wall instead of a door. I did it against a wall.
Yeah, me too.
You kidding me?
Me too.
I mean, over and over and over again.
Yep. Was it the garage
door? No. It was the side of a house. Well, it was the side of a house against asphalt, and I loved it because you could create bad bounces on the asphalt because it was like, you know, because it wasn't even, so you had to constantly work on your hands, and just would pound balls against. I mean, forever.
Yeah.
And make up games, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Make up games.
Imitate pitchers.
Sometimes you were pitching.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes you were pitching to a square. Other times you were just creating balls that were hit in certain ways. You know, it was, I loved it, man. It was fun fantasy.
That was summer evenings
totally
without cable TV. That for yep. me. Listen to the game.
Exactly.
And just throwing balls off the side of the house until it got too dark to see. Tennis balls mm-hmm. for me.
And tennis balls. Yeah, tennis balls here too.
We had, my house had, I don't know, dad or whoever had enough foresight to do this on purpose, but we had the side of our house was just, you know, the side of the house. If you threw a tennis ball off of it, everybody in the house would know it. So there was none of that shenanigans going on. But about mm-mm. waist high, if you walked up to it, was brick out in front of it.
Oh.
Yeah. So nice. It was nice. Almost like, okay, don't throw it above the brick because mom and dad are going to come out and let you have it. But that's kind of above the strike zone anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was like.
Yes, I do.
It was like waist high, brick, all the way down to the ground, to which you could get your, you know, your ground balls and your short hops like you were talking about, throwing it down there. But if you threw it just right, if you threw the tennis ball just right into the corner of the top section of bricks, it would kangaroo off of that thing and go, you know, make and give you a fly ball every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I created mine by short hopping the wall. So you short hop it, and then it bounces up and gives you a little bit of, it gives you some air underneath
yeah.
it.
You get a high bouncer or a fly ball that you can pretend just got
right.
hit. Yeah.
Or you go straight roof. And our house had a second floor. So if you went roof on it, it created a pretty good, it came off pretty nicely, and then it hopped over the gutters, and you couldn't really predict where it was going to go all the time, but you could work on your fly balls off the roof.
Yeah, you had gutter factor on my house, though, too.
Oh, yeah, and gutter factors always. Every yeah. now and then you had to go collect the dang ball up in the gutters.
Or no, just go get another tennis ball. They come in threes or fours, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't remember that being the case. We just kind of had some old stuff around. I don't remember ever going and buying a can of tennis balls. We always just seem to have them.
Yeah. So also, before we turn the page on baseball talk, Albert Pujols, released by the Angels, cleared waivers on Thursday, so he has been designated for assignment. No one claimed him. I kind of thought initially maybe he'd get reunited with Tony La Russa at the White Sox. You know, with a couple of
just
their
didn't
outfielders.
Have a fit for him, according to La Russa.
No, he said so. Yep.
Yeah. So.
So Pujols is currently 7-43, and hitting .198. Whoever he latches on with, if anybody. Some headlines coming up next. Big weekend for Shocker baseball and softball. Get you ready for that. Hour number two on Friday, Sports Daily.